Alright, it's 7 o'clock. You can stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to thank everyone for coming this evening, and there is a sign-up sheet on the table out in the foyer. Hopefully everyone signed that. If you haven't, do it before you leave. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the April 6th regular city council meeting and the April 13th special city council meeting. Is there any additions or corrections to those minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the 4/6/26 regular city council meeting and the 4/13/26 special city council meeting.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the 4/6/26 regular city council meeting and the 4/13/26 special city council meeting. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion's carried.
Mayor Ferguson, I'm going to pass this around for them to sign and collect their copies of the closed session.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would you like a motion?
Yes, if you care.
Okay, I'd make a motion for informal consideration for all remaining agenda items.
All right.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded for informal consideration on all the remaining agenda items. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion's carried. Next item is the Big Timber Trail Network update.
So I'm Kathy Morgan. Romy James was traveling on business, so I'll be alone tonight. But I have several copies of maps, and then realized this one is probably the most helpful for you to see. So, we're really excited. We're getting ready to break ground. Rose, so if you look at the map that I just gave you on kind of the east end, where our first focus was on a loop around the golf course. It'll be about 3 miles. And we're getting ready to break ground this spring. Roe Construction has generously agreed to give us an easement through their property that kind of abuts the golf course right there. So we're going to come around, and then there's an abandoned roadbed. Some of you might be familiar with that. It was the county's. And when they were working on the Boulder Bridge for Old Boulder Road, that a lot of people drove that. So we'll come around there and then in the road right-of-way along Old Boulder Road. And I just kind of wanted you to be aware of what our plans were. It will involve you a little bit. We are planning initially to just probably, people will need to probably park at BBG's to access the trail. So they might need to park there. And then in the future, you'll notice one part of the loop goes along the highway. And we applied last year for a grant with the Department of Transportation, and we were denied because it doesn't tie into a sidewalk. They said it has to tie into a city sidewalk. So the second map, or well, the second one I'd like you to look at is the one with all of these arrows kind of going around the fort is what's kind of there. Well, there's another property, a private property. But where we ran into trouble was we didn't want to bring the trail, of course, across the fort. So we've just tentatively have approached the Cowles about bringing it. These are just several options, nothing. I mean, it's very, very tentative at this point. But we need to be able to connect to the closest sidewalk is the one right there by the post office. So we're trying to figure out how to get a sidewalk from the Old Boulder Bridge to the by the post office right now. So we're kind of figuring out that. So again, I mean, that's a ways down the road. We can't even reapply for that grant until 2027. So it will be a while before we can do that. We are part of the Crazy Mountain Coalition, the tourism grant that our county got. And so we have funds from that, and that will allow us to bring the trail kind of from Rose along that road to BBG's. This summer. We have to spend our money by September 21st, so we hope to at least have that section of the trail done at that point. So, and then the other maps are just kind of, we're dreaming big. We've got lots of goals that we'd like to do eventually. We'd like to connect to Dornix Park. There's one there that just kind of shows a kind of a closer in view of the loop that we hope to do around the golf course. We've met with the golf course board, and they've generously allowed us, you know, when you come down Old Boulder Road and there's kind of that sharp corner by the golf course, they're going to let us cut into the trees so that we don't have to stay right on the road right away right there. We've talked to property owners along the way. They're not thrilled, honestly, to have the trail go by their property. But we've also agreed to do some fencing and that kind of thing to try to keep the encroachment to a minimum. So those are kind of our plans at this point. More than anything, we just kind of wanted to let you know where we're at and what our plans are. And like I said, it might involve you a little bit in the future. We have no intention of ever using taxpayer money. Right now, we're just relying on grants and on donations. And we've been pleasantly surprised, just even unsolicited. We've had a lot of people very generously donate to the project. So we're kind of encouraged. There seems to be a lot of enthusiasm for it in the community. Our ultimate goal, the grant that we didn't get, was to be able to bring kids safely from Twin Ponds into town. And I don't know if any of you are aware, I wasn't, until we started kind of exploring this. There's an old, I guess they used to run sheep under the highway right there. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's right after you cross Boulder Bridge, there's an underpass, yeah, which would lend itself great for kids being able to kind of cross the highway without having to cross the highway. Like, it would just bring them underneath. So, and then, of course, the Boulder Bridge just has the one side that you can, that has like a kind of a trail spot right now. So it would allow them to access that and then come safely into town. So we were really excited about the underpass and didn't anticipate that we'd have to come all the way, you know, past the fort to the post office to get that grant. But so we're trying to work out some of those kinks at this point, and just kind of wanted you to know where we were at. And we know nothing about building sidewalks or anything like that, so we might be asking you for your input on some of that if we get to that point. We have hired an engineering firm out of Billings, Sandvale Construction. They've done bike trails all over the state, and so far they've been phenomenal to work with, and so they have a plan engineered for us as we start this initial phase. So, any questions for me?
Yes, looking at this one right here, these were, you're saying these
Yeah.
Paths are possible.
Yep, just things that, ideas, honestly, that we're just kind of kicking around for possibilities there. Like I said, we don't want to bring pedestrians across the fort. I mean, that, as you know, that's just crazy. So we're trying to come around the back somehow and just, yeah, looking at a lot of different options for how we can do that. We don't have anything formal from any of the property owners right there. I believe Cowles own most of that. I know Flick's own right there, kind of on the corner. So,
yeah, I guess the one thing to keep in mind is, within the city limits for sidewalks, the owner of that property is responsible for those sidewalks to keep them clear and things like that. So
okay.
You may have to work out something with some of the property owners that
absolutely. And we do have maintenance built into our budget so that once the trail is built, we'll be responsible for the maintenance as well. Is that kind of what you're talking about with the snow removal after the trail exists or the sidewalk exists? Yeah, absolutely. Another thing I just happened to think of, sometimes as we apply for these grants, and the Department of Transportation was one, we wouldn't ask for financial assistance from the city, but we might need you to write a letter of support, just that you approve of the project, basically. They don't want us doing anything behind different municipalities' backs. I think they want to know that you know what we're doing and that you approve of it. So it might reach something like that, that we would need from you.
Any other questions or comments from the council? What about public comment or questions? Nothing? All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Next item on the agenda is the encroachment agreement with Goat Ranch Hospitality. Marty?
Hello. Good to see you guys again.
Could you say your name?
Martin Wallach, on behalf of Goat Ranch Hospitality. Formerly known as the Thirsty Turtle, then we're going to be the Sweetgrass Tavern. So this is the encroachment agreement that we worked with Lana for 37 McLeod. We spoke briefly about it last month. At that point, it was the sidewalk and the alleyway, but this is the formal agreement for the encroachment on the alleyway. And I can field any questions you have about either the diagram or the document. It really is just doing a fresh version of what was there before. We're not really encroaching on any more space than what we already had with the old ramp.
And it won't extend out into the alley any farther than the old one?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And you'll see the details here. It's basically about 2 feet of wall and 4 feet of sidewalk. The original pin was within the corner of the building. So from the pin out 2 feet is the wall, and then we'll go 4 feet from there.
Jim?
Yep. Mr. Mayor, just for the council's information, I was provided a copy of the draft agreement and had reviewed it, and it looks fine to me.
Council have any questions? All right. Well,
Mr. Mayor,
is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve this encroachment agreement with the Goat Ranch Hospitality.
And a second?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the encroachment agreement with Goat Ranch Hospitality at 37 McLeod Street. Any further comments? I will ask for, is there any public comment regarding this item on the agenda? Nothing? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, you're up next, Jim.
All right, thank you, Mayor. So a couple of things. I guess it was a month ago. I brought up the name of Colleen Coyle as a possible attorney to represent us in the water court. I subsequently had additional discussions with her and discussed with her some of our options. And in so doing, she told me that she would have a conflict of interest in representing the city, and so regretfully does not want to be considered as our counsel. So what I would intend is at our next meeting have, well, at least three, maybe up to five possible attorneys for the council to consider to hire in the water court case, with a CV, and I guess hopefully as well, you know, some additional information, what they charge on an hourly basis, and, you know, their experience and those kinds of things. So that would be my intention, is to provide that to the council for the next meeting.
And what is a CV?
Curriculum vitae.
Oh. Like a resume.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Their education, experience, publications, if any, those kinds of things.
Okay.
And then the other thing, with respect to Crazy Mountain Ranch, the council had approved selling water to Bullet Construction. Was a million gallons in total. A day or two after that, I received a call from a woman out of Bozeman who had been hired by Crazy Mountain Ranch and was requesting additional information from both myself as well as Chris Novotny on our system, on our water right, points of diversion, and, you know, essentially that system. And in thinking about that, I don't think it's prudent for the city to respond. Maybe I should preface this by saying what I was told was, in order for Crazy Mountain Ranch to obtain or purchase bulk water from the city, the Department of Natural Resources, I assume as part of their litigation, the Department of Natural Resources wants additional information about the source of the water and so forth, about the water right claim that would be providing that water. And because the claim that we've received objections on is the same claim we would be selling water from, I think, in my opinion, and in discussing it with another attorney or two, I think is prudent for us not to provide that information until we hire an attorney to represent us in the water court. I don't know that there would, you know, we'd be prejudiced by doing so, but I don't want to take that chance. And, you know, I don't do enough water law to make that call, certainly to represent the city in this matter. And so I think what we need to do is to hire counsel, have the counsel that we hire review our claim and the documents that support that claim, and then make a determination as to whether we sell bulk water to Crazy Mountain Ranch. I did contact their representative and told her that we would not be providing that information until after we hire counsel and that counsel has an opportunity to review the request as well as our claim. So I guess in my opinion, you know, the council agreed to sell bulk water. And if Crazy Mountain Ranch can get around the request for information and just show up and buy water, I think that's fine. But
that's what they did last year, right?
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
And the reason being is that the city of Boulder already got in trouble for selling water.
Sure.
You've looked at it, I know, and you said you can't find any reason why we cannot.
Right.
But, you know, I just have a hesitancy on that right now.
Okay.
Because it looks like the DNRC is, they're requesting all this information from CMR, then.
Right.
So I wouldn't take the chance at this point in time.
Okay.
Just to be clear, though, that lady that called Jim and Chris was not with the DNRC.
No, I know.
Okay.
But what Jim just said is that the information that this lady was asking for sounds like that came from DNRC talking to CMR about, well, if you're going to get water anymore from people, these are the things you need to go look at. As a, almost like a checklist.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
Yeah, so.
But the council did approve the sale at our last council meeting, so.
Did Boulder have water rights?
You know, I didn't actually look. For some reason, I think it was groundwater that they were,
yeah,
that they were selling, and
so that's different.
Yeah, it's entirely different, and I'm not sure what the issue was, but obviously there was a problem with selling water from that particular water right.
Well, we have legal water rights dating back to whenever.
Yeah, the claim was filed in 1906.
So it seems like a different situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other comments from the council? Any public comment?
I have a question. I'm sorry I wasn't here at the other meetings, but so who has brought the water right claim against the city?
Oh, the objection?
Yes.
Yeah. It would be the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
Okay.
For the state and for the federal government, the Bureau of Reclamation.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
And what is their issue?
Well, basically, what they will demand of Big Timber is to prove our claim, both the flow rate, the volume, everything. Okay. I'm sure Fish, Wildlife, and Parks would like some of that water for in-stream flow. But I'm not sure why Bureau of Reclamation filed an objection.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other public comment?
I just have a question. Do the attorney fees get passed on to the purchaser of the water? Or does the city eat that? Or do we have to do this regardless?
Oh, yeah. We have to do it regardless.
I think so.
Yeah. Whether we sell bulk water or not. Okay. It's... The objection is with respect to the claim itself as opposed to the sale of water.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other public comment or questions? Okay. Well, we'll move on from there. Next item is letter of support for Crazy Mountain Renewables. Jim has drafted copy of that, which has the council had an opportunity to review that letter of support?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Just for the council's information, Carrie pointed out there was an omission on that last sentence on the draft, resolve the state's growing, and I suggested we insert concern that
growing concern.
Growing concern for the current practice of solid waste disposal.
Okay, so would the council approve this draft as corrected?
Make a motion to approve the draft as corrected.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the letter of support for Crazy Mountain Renewables as corrected. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. All right. Hunter, would you like to comment at all about this? Or?
Yeah, just no, thank you very much. I really appreciate the support. And I was actually enlightened to a documentary this evening, and I just started watching it before I came over here, which I would encourage you all. It's on Netflix, called Buy Now, and it exactly amplifies and actually shows all the trash overseas that's being exported, which, as I've always said, it's undoubtedly going to be our problem as consumables only increase. So I really appreciate you guys taking the time to write a letter and support the idea of going somewhere strategically long-term. So thank you very much.
All right, we'll draft that or sign that letter and get it to you.
Great, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the RFQs for the Architectural Engineering Services City Hall Building Committee. This is the spokesman.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we got 10 RFQs from different architectural engineering firms from around the state. We ranked them using a little sheet, and I forgot to bring my calculators. And we picked our top three scoring ones, and then we're going to do interviews with the three companies and then make a final decision from there. But
And did they give you RFQs on both versions of the building?
Well, they would design their own building.
Okay, but we had two different sizes, didn't we?
Yeah, we have one with the warehouse and one without.
Yeah, I mean, that'll come up once we decide. But so the RFQ it just gives scope of work. It's not price. There's no price.
I heard RFQ, so I was expecting a number.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah.
Okay.
So our top three was Greg Button, and then Cushing Terrell, and then Collaborative Design, which is also doing the courthouse. So Hope is scheduling some interviews for us, and then we'll go from there.
I'm used to being, when I see RFQ, it's quote, so I'm expecting a number.
We'll ask that. We'll ask them, what is your bidding process? How do you approach the project as far as cost and things like that? So.
Okay.
And I will add that Chris and I sat in and ranked all 10 firms along with Carrie and Lynn. And those RFQs are available at City Hall if you can look through them too, and Councilman Duval too. Any public comment about architectural engineering firms? These RFQs. Nothing? All right. Any further comments from the council? Okay, we'll move on from there. I hope you've got the next thing on the agenda, workers' comp.
Yeah, so our workers' comp program with NMIA is done the end of June. So tonight we need to make a decision whether we want to go ahead and withdraw from the program or stay in the program. And we can withdraw at any time, or we can stay until all the claims have been completely paid throughout all the municipalities and see where we stand. So we need to make a decision tonight, because if we want to withdraw, we have to by May 1st. So I looked at our position for our workers' comp and from the end of last year, and we were in the negative. So my recommendation would be not to withdraw at this point, because there won't be any advantage for us. We wouldn't receive any payouts. So what we could do is wait and see what our position is at the end of this fiscal year and then make a decision. Sorry. So that's what I would recommend. Do you have any questions about how it works?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Are you?
Yeah, ultimately. Our coverage ends, now this thing was just a number at the end of 2025, but you're saying June of 26 that MMIA will no longer cover this insurance.
Right.
So withdrawing, if we don't withdraw, it's automatically over with at the end of June anyway, right?
Right. But there's money in there to pay out all the claims, and if we come out positive, that money stays in, and they invest that money. If you look, we earned $7,000 just with our money that was in there last year. So what I'm saying is we're in the negative now, which means if we pull out, we're going to have to pay them money. If we wait and see what our net position is at the end of this year after they've paid out all the claims, because it's a pooled insurance.
Right.
So all the municipalities give in to this pooled insurance, and we get a certain amount out of that. We pay in. And so they invest that money, and then they figure out what our portion of our claims that we paid out for the year, what money we paid into it, and then they figure out our net position. And there's a whole sheet that explains each of these that I can send to you if you want, each of the numbers on the page.
It just seems to me there's no logical advantage for us to be pulling out of this yet.
Right. We might as well stay in and see what happens at the end of this year. We haven't had any claims this year, any workers' comp claims this year, so I'm hoping that we'll come out in the positive.
So when you say the end of the year, you're talking
fiscal year. But we won't get the numbers till the end of the year. And then we can withdraw at any time, but I don't see any advantage of us leaving now with a negative.
But at the end of June, we have to leave.
The end of June, our coverage stops.
They will no longer write workers' comp coverage.
Okay, but this money.
But our money stays in because they still have claims out there that they have to work through, and the program will continue to go on until all the claims are settled, which could be months or years from now.
Which means the money is going to get used, even more used up. There won't be any more claims, but
because we're not paying anything next year. But yes, the money that is already there, they have set aside a certain amount that they think they will need to pay those claims, but it will also be invested and gain interest. And
so if we pull out, we have no
I just think
no
we
chance
wait
of
till
recovering
the end of
any
this
of that.
Fiscal year. Yeah. And see what our position is at the end of.
But that negative number could go higher. Could be even more negative.
I don't know. I'm assuming not, because we didn't have any claims this year.
That negative number just represents our claims?
Or that just represents our net position in it, yes.
Have we had workman comp claims?
We have.
This year?
Not this year.
I mean, this fiscal year we have?
No.
How often do we pay into this?
We pay once a year.
Once a year. Okay. And we've already paid?
Or workers' comp, I'm sorry, no, we pay quarterly.
Okay. So I've been paying for into the fourth quarter?
So I've already paid the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So we're done paying into it.
Essentially, MMIA has determined that they're not going to be able to remain solvent as a workman workers' comp coverage in the future. So they're pulling out of that market. And they, at the mayor's conference the first part of March, they talked about this some, and they said that at this point, they believe that they'll be able to cover all the remaining claims that go out into the future, which might be years. So, but the thing is here, we need to determine whether we want to do like Hope said.
I don't know if you've had a chance to read through this, but if you look at where it says if a member chooses, it's the third paragraph down, it kind of explains. That we don't have any equity in the program right now because we have a negative account balance. So we're not eligible for distribution.
And they only do this account balance once a year?
Right.
Okay. I think I understand.
So if we've put in, I think we put in 18 or 19,000 this year, and we haven't had any claims, and we're only at a 3,000 negative, I'm hoping we'll come out.
Oh.
In the positive.
So we have new coverage.
So this was last year.
Yeah. That's
the last year.
We have new coverage already.
We're in the process of getting it.
For the last year,
yeah.
So that would not make
so if
at
we do have a claim,
year.
We can at least claim on the new insurance rather than.
That was,
yeah. Well, the new insurance won't start till July 1st. This will go through the 30th of June because
okay.
We paid through the 30th of June.
Gotcha.
And then the new insurance will start July 1st.
I think it just makes sense to stay in.
Yeah.
So I make a motion to remain in MMIA until the end of the program.
Sure. I'll second the motion.
That is not to withdraw.
Yeah, not to withdraw early.
Okay. Is there any further discussion amongst the council? Any public comment? Okay, all those in favor of withdrawing from MMIA's workers' comp program, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay. Hope's got a couple more lifeguards.
Yes, I hired two more part-time lifeguards, so we've got 12 total now. I think we are set. So I'm excited.
And we've already approved the extra bonus at the end of the year if they hang into the whole. Is that a yearly thing, or do we have to reapprove that?
Probably needs to be reapproved each year.
Is that so? That'll be something different than this. That'll have to be on the
agenda.
Yeah,
because it's not on the agenda.
Okay. We just need to approve this list.
These two additional.
The additional, yeah.
I'd make a motion, Mr. Mayor, to approve the additional 2026 lifeguards, Mason Merstall and Victoria Romberg.
I'll second that.
Any public comment? Further comment from the council? Okay, all those in favor of the additional two lifeguards being approved, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay, the motion is carried. Okay, next item is the third quarter fiscal year 2026 budget reports. Has the council been able to look those over? Any questions on the expenditure side? Any questions on the revenue side? Do you have any comments, Hope?
I think just a couple of things to point out. Final notes. First, on the expenditure on page 4, you'll notice that in our parks budget, we are over in purchase services, and that's due to a pool boiler repair we weren't expecting to have, which was $2,000. So that's why that line item has been overspent. And then just down from that, about the middle of the page where it says 520000 other financing uses, that is the money that we had to return to the Department of Commerce for the grant money that we didn't get to use for City Hall. So we will do a budget amendment for that at the end of the year when we do our budget amendments, because that was an unexpected expense. The other item we are overspent on is page 6. In our water fund, under our professional 350 professional services, we're overspent by about $4,000, and that's due to the Whistle Creek project that was kind of unexpected. That wasn't planned when we did our budget. And then it came along and we had to do it. So that's why that line item is overspent. Other than that, in expenditures, I don't know if anybody else has any questions on it. And then in our revenue, everything is looking good except for page 1, about 2/3 down, it says fines and forfeitures, and it's city court. I guess that's a good thing. We're not getting as many city court fines, so maybe that means we're not having, I don't know, not as much crime, but our city court fines are a lot lower than they usually are. Mm-hmm. So we haven't gotten that revenue. The only thing I noticed on revenue.
The crime there is a penalty, not everything. Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Any comments or questions from the council regarding the revenue report? Does the public have any questions about the expenditures or revenue? Linda Bronkhurst.
Yeah, I just have one question. On that boiler repair, seems like that boiler is fairly new.
It is.
Isn't it under warranty?
I don't know. I have to ask Chris to check.
Can you ask him? You would just think that it's so new that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get with Chris and ask him about that.
Thank you.
All right, any other public comment? If not, we'll move on to the next item, pledged securities.
It seems like opportunities just rely a lot on the FDIC to cover. Is that the case, or how's that? What does that mean?
So we have two accounts with opportunity. We have our checking account. We have our CDs, and then we have that public funds account. And so the public funds account is backed by FDIC, not pledged securities.
Oh, I see.
Any other questions from the council? Any public comment or questions? All right.
I make a motion to approve the pledge securities report.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Go ahead.
Then moved and seconded to approve the pledge securities report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next item is to approve the claims for the second half of March.
What is the gravel for?
The streets project.
Make a motion that we approve the claims for the second half of March 2026.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the claims for the second half of March. Any council comments, questions? Any public council public comments or questions? All right. All those in favor of approving the claims for the second half of March, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion has carried. Okay. Any other public comment on items that were not on the agenda?
That were not on the agenda?
That were not on the agenda?
I have a new item I'd like to bring up. So that's what's the time.
Brian Sondino, you want to step forward, Brian?
Sure. Come up to the table?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. My name's Brian Sondino, for anybody who doesn't know me. I'm here to bring up for discussion and possibly offer a solution or a suggestion for a serious public safety concern that we have here in town. I think it's only a matter of time before somebody gets seriously hurt or killed because of this. The poor visibility down here at First and McLeod is going to get somebody. I can't count the number of near misses I've witnessed, the number of times I've almost been hit myself, and the constant gripes I hear about that intersection. So this seems like the right place to start. I think we can all agree that the visibility at that intersection is horrible at best. So I'm here to offer a suggestion, and I don't know that it can be enacted upon, but I've got some thoughts. Maybe the whiteboard would be good to illustrate it, if that's possible.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, I know that being ultimately the intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and 298 South, the State Highway Department has everything to say about the man and the trap.
think and hope maybe the city council or the city of Big Timber could enact or act upon without having to consult the state highway department. I don't know. That would be for perhaps Jim to determine. I don't know. But so I think everybody is well aware that the big problem is north. When you come up to the stop sign and you are going to turn left, invariably there's something parked along the street here that's blocking your view of being able to pull out safely. And like I say, I can't count the number of times I've almost been hit, and a couple weeks ago was as close as I care to come. There was a truck with a big camper trailer parked here, and I'm creeping out real slow like you have to do, and by the time you get out to where you can see if there's traffic coming, you're half to two-thirds of a vehicle past the stop sign. Here comes an 18-wheeler coming through town that was probably doing between 40 and 50 miles an hour. Traffic goes way too fast on this street. We all know that, too. And I was in my side-by-side. Well, thankfully, I saw him in time. I hit the brakes. That wouldn't have ended well. And anybody that's turning left here and gets impacted by something going this way is going to hit their driver door. So what I am going to propose, and the reason I think, feel, City of Big Timber could do something about this without having to get the highway department involved. If you got the alleyways right here on both sides, okay. You got a bank here, insurance building here, the church here, new old turtle building here. I propose making this a no parking zone from at least the alley to here. Mm-hmm. All sides of First Avenue.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Put no parking between signs, a sign here, 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 so on and so forth. No parking between signs and paint this curb yellow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the reason I feel that the city can do that without having to talk to the highway department is because by doing that, you are not interfering with or changing the flow of traffic, which is what the highway department is going to have an issue with.
That's
all
true.
You're doing
That's
is
true.
Controlling where people are parking, which I feel should fall on the city by itself. That's not impacting the flow of traffic, that's impacting parking. Mm-hmm. It might be an inconvenience for somebody to have to park down here and walk a little farther. Oh well. It's better than somebody getting hit at that intersection and getting killed, which I feel is going to happen sooner or later. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have to say.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Mr. Mayor.
Councilman Waller.
Yeah, just a question on that. I totally agree. One of the things that we have to check into, are any of these buildings permits approved because of that parking would count it towards the parking of that building, you know, because there's different occupancy loads and things like that that take place in a building. They have to have so much parking for that building. I just wonder, you know, like the Baptist Church with the square footage of that, was it, you know, does it need that parking to be approved, or the new restaurant? We just have to make sure that we wouldn't be stepping on some issues along the lines of required parking for a building.
I'm not looking to inconvenience anybody.
No, I mean, I get it.
Where
it makes sense.
Convenience override public safety is my concern.
Did you report that at the sheriff's office, Brian?
I mentioned it to Ron the next time I saw him, but I mean, there's nothing that's going to
well,
do about it. By the
there
time you catch him.
There, I'll say there needs to be some enforcement on the speed of vehicles.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Going down the same way.
I agree that. Traffic travels way too fast on the street, generally.
Hey, let's just keep the conversation to the public, okay, to include everybody. But I do believe that MDT does control all the signage on First Avenue from building or property line to property line across the street. Do you...
I think that's correct.
Yeah. And they, I know that one sign for Yellow Dog and Hoy's that's out on the sidewalk a ways, that had to be permitted. So, but I hear your comment, Brian, and just along those lines, I had to avoid a woman that ran the stop sign coming from the north, the railroad track side, the other day.
It's like my son mentioned the other day. He's almost been hit down there a couple times. You know, in driver's ed, they teach them stop behind the stop sign and behind the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
You
can't see
anything. Well, that makes sense, but you also can't see anything if you do that. If you're trying to look left down first and you're sitting behind the stop sign, it doesn't matter if there's anything parked there or not. You still can't see traffic coming. You have to cross the crosswalk and pass the stop sign generally to see if it's safe to turn. And I know it's because those buildings are grandfathered. You know, there's only the sidewalk width between the building and the street.
Mm-hmm.
And modern building requirements, I think, are 15 to 20 feet. But, you know, that's a moot point. We can't change where the buildings sit. But we can, with a little effort, even if it involves getting a hold of the highway department, we can make a change to the parking down there. And I think we should do it before somebody gets creamed. Because it's coming.
Can the city take the lead on that, Mr. Mayor?
On
getting that taken care of? Because I completely agree. I mean, everybody's almost been hit there.
Yeah.
And it's...
I think we can get the MDT off center and try to get some movement somewhere.
I mean, the best thing to do, I mean, I agree with no parking, but if you get four-way stops there, then that's gonna, if the police department or sheriff's office is not monitoring that, which it doesn't look like, I see cars going through, like you said, 45, 50 sometimes, semi-trucks.
Yeah.
If they're not monitoring that and not giving them tickets, and it looks like income's way down, so we're not getting tickets for this. Four-way stop at least will slow everybody down.
That's true.
And if it's stop on each one of those corners, everybody slows down. Nobody's going to get hit, at least at that intersection.
I agree. That's the best method.
If we have to go to the state and ask for something, let's just go ask for four stop signs or add to it.
Can I ask for that?
I only brought up the parking because I thought maybe that would be something the city could enact on its own without having to fight with the highway department.
Sounds like we would have to do something. So.
Something needs to be done down there.
Did you have a question?
I was wondering if we could ask for both. Because as a pedestrian, because I'm across there several times a week to go to the bank, and when there's a semi parked there, I have to walk out to know if I can cross safely or not.
Mm-hmm. So then they don't stop for you either.
And they don't stop. Mm-hmm.
They don't stop for you.
It'll be the four-way stop and no parking.
Mm-hmm. Also, in Harlow, they have that mirror. You could put a mirror up on that one pole that allows in front of the Sweetgrass Tavern that would allow you to see what was coming from the west as well. That might be another option.
People have to look in those mirrors too, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that four-way stop is.
That's a good suggestion.
Yes.
I love the four-way stop idea. I just think by the highway department's going to be a real battle, but maybe not.
The parking also, but
I can't do it.
I've noticed the same problem right at Harris, and one come. So I actually stop going down that street. I actually go down where OE Motors is now to make that turn because the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to turn left because the tire shop used to have vehicles out there or whatever. The buildings, it's the setback of the buildings that's really the problem. Yeah. You can't see anything as you approach. You see this building and then you see a parked car or truck or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It'd be nice to have nobody parked there, but that's impossible.
Any other solutions from the public?
How refreshing to have everyone agree so easily on something.
Or a stoplight. Put in a stoplight.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but Aaron doesn't like
stoplights.
I
would vote against that.
Let's do a roundabout.
How about Aaron?
Yeah, there you go.
How about Aaron with the stop sign?
Oh, directing traffic. If it pays well, I'm open.
If you put up a four-way stop there, I'll guarantee you for at least 6 months, your stop sign violation income is going to go up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Any other public comment on items not on the agenda? Thank you for that, Brian. Any other public comment? That's three times. Council concerns. Councilman Davis.
Yeah, I'm going to go with potholes again. And we've had some nice days. We had a really nice winter. We bought a machine to do these potholes, and yet there's not a single one of them that's been fixed. I don't understand it. I don't get it. If we paid the money for the machine, if they're not going to do the potholes, why'd we buy the machine? I mean, I can...
No, I will. I'll stand up for the city crew.
Okay.
They've been working the streets to preparing for the pavers to come in. And the pavers are coming soon.
Well, we didn't start that until a couple weeks ago. We had a whole bunch of nice weather before that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, what are we working on? You need somebody monitoring water treatment and sewer treatment and all that, but we got four guys there.
I mean,
if I had to think about, we're talking about McLeod. Now I'm a little partial because I live on Yellowstone, but there's a lot of traffic that goes down there to the grain elevator, and then they got the scale down there. Even forget about Yellowstone, starting here all the way from the fairgrounds past the church and the new bar, there's potholes all over there. The road from still called Fry's, the mine restaurant, whatever, that road that goes all the way up to the high school gets used a lot. There are potholes all over that right there.
There's potholes everywhere.
And it's just...
Why don't we go around the map?
Well, I'm on the street committee, so...
Oh yeah,
that's what I've been doing.
Draw a circle at the intersections or wherever. Here's the map.
I've given specific locations before. It doesn't seem like it's done. So anyway, but you're the mayor, so you know exactly what's going on down the public works and how busy they are. So
okay,
but we spent $38,000 on that machine, and I just haven't seen it used. And the last time said something, they said, well, the county's using it right now. The county decided not to pay for half of it, so when we want to do the work, we should get that automatically back to us. County shouldn't have it. They can use it when we're not using it, but they didn't want to pay for it. So.
Okay.
Well, they're not paying it. They didn't pay for it. Why are they using it?
We do a lot of swapping back with the county on, things that they owned and didn't have, but...
We share
stuff a lot, okay. But the ownership, if somebody paid for it and the other one didn't, they should get priority on it.
Right.
So that's my point.
Thank you.
Any other types of concerns?
Just making you aware, I will not be able to make the meeting on the 4th.
The next meeting,
I will not be able to be here.
Okay. We'll make sure that Councilman Duval is there. She is recovering from some neck surgery.
Yep.
Any other council concerns? I just have one question. Mr. Lippert, do we need a special meeting for selecting this water law council?
I don't think so, Joe.
Okay. And you'll let us know when ready to go that direction.
Yeah, I would anticipate it'll be our next regularly scheduled meeting, first meeting in May.
Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. This meeting is adjourned.
Now we can get off.
See you.